Hey everybody, welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers, I'm your host, and I hope you're having an interesting day today. I'm having an interesting day. I just tried to put a pair of reading glasses on top of my reading glasses. So, what does that tell you? If you haven't been here before, I suggest that you check out my website, which is Star of the Magi, M-A-G-I, starofthemagi.net. There's a link there on the radio page. And you can see what I'm up to. I'm working with an ancient system of timekeeping from the ancient order of the Magi. And it's based on the regular deck of playing cards, but not laying cards out as in fortune telling. The lines are going to be open for you to call in and get readings, little mini readings. And I do appreciate you being out there. I apologize to those of you that showed up last week and I wasn't here. I've been moving my home and my office for the last bit of time, and I was last week, and I sort of lost track of what day it was. I apologize for that. I mean, that's the truth. So I do that on a normal basis. Thank God for computers and calendars. So I'm happy to focus on relationship connections. I'm going to be in Malibu, California on Friday night and doing a speaking event there. And it's at a very interesting place, so I hear. I've not been there myself, Olander. That is the home of Lee and Carla McClowski. And I've heard there's some incredible art there. If you want to find out how to get there, the number is 310-457-5398. Again, it's 310-457-5398. If I haven't met you before, I'd love to meet you if you're in the area. So that's happening this Friday. Then Saturday, I'm one of the facilitators of the Spirithon, which is put on by In True Essence, and that information is on my website. I also have a few free passes. If you email me at starofthemagi.com, you want to go check out the Spirithon first. I think it's going to be a really cool event. It's only a few hours long, and it's a combination of meditation, movement, spinning, yoga. It'll be an all focused on, awakening and awareness and also fun and joy. So that information's on my website. And if you email me at starofthemagi.com, I will send you the information to get a free pass to that if you're interested. That's a Saturday. So I'm going to be in L.A. for a little over a week. I do have a couple of spots open for readings, I think. I'm not sure yet. Somebody else is booking me. But I have lots of time tonight if you want to call in and ask me a question. You know, in the cards, the calendar is aligned with the card deck, right? And it's so accurate, sometimes it's absolutely spooky, but wonderful spooky. We have a birth card, we have a soul card, we have a spirit card, and we have a planetary ruler. All of these cards signify something very specific. Our birth card represents our soul's expression. It's like the gown that we wear, or the costume for the guys that don't wear gowns, the costume that we wear to the ball being life. So this is how we show up. And this card, our birth card, which is determined by the month and day of our birthday, is the leader of our life path. That card determines the life path that we have. Our life path reveals our destiny. It reveals different cycles of time, different cycles in our life from birth to death, and the influences that are there, and also our character. We have a spirit card, which represents our inner nature and that which really wants to be expressed through us, through our birth card. And that card carries our challenges, our personal challenges that we wrestle with inside of ourselves. And when we embrace those challenges and recognize what they really are, which is opportunities, then we step into full expression of that card, that which is within inside of us. And then we have a soul card that is, you know, representative of what we bring into this life with us, the wisdom that we bring into this life with us. And then our planetary ruler is determined by our astrological sign and where that card shows up in our life path. And that card determines how we move through the world. So all of these cards combined tell a story of who we are and what our essence is and our true nature. And we really have an origin that is revealed in the system. And our destiny is our origin. So it's a very powerful system when it's studied at the mystic level. Even it's exciting and brilliant and mind-blowing at the mundane level, right, at the superficial level. And at the mystic level, it teaches us, it reveals to us our path to self-mastery. It reveals our path to self-mastery. And when we understand our nature and our path to self-mastery, it changes the game completely of life and how we can live it if we choose. And, of course, these choices are always moment by moment. If you want to email me, you can send me an email right now at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. I'll watch for those. If you want to call in, the numbers are on your screen to call in. You can call in and have a reading with me. I do this so that people can become aware of this magnificent oracle. And I know there are a lot of oracles that are in the world, and I also really believe that we are drawn to we're drawn to the bodies of knowledge that we resonate with. And, you know, none of this stuff is new. Nothing is new. We come upon things and we awaken to things, but nothing is really new on this planet. I'm not sure how many times humanity has gone around here, but I have a feeling this isn't our first time. And I believe that, you know, what we see as ancient is, you know, time is a tricky thing. Somebody told me the other day that they heard on some program on the History Channel or National Geographic or something that there are 100 billion universes. And the first thing that popped up into my mind was mirrors. First of all, I thought, what do they have that can see that far? Who's seeing 100 billion universes? And when she told a professor that, and the professor said, oh, no, there's only 25 billion. So I thought, wow, these are really expansive conversations that people are having about the physical creation. But every time I hear the statement, I see mirrors. You know how when you go into a fun house or you stand in a room where there's a mirror in front of you and a mirror beyond you and you see or behind you and you see yourself infinitely as far as you can see? I thought, what if it's all done with mirrors? You know, what if the black holes are mirrors or something? And, you know, what if I mean, how could we have that many billions of universes? Our universe over and over and over 100 billion times if it wasn't with mirrors. So it just triggered a whole part of my imagination that has no limits, actually, and sometimes gets me in trouble. But if anybody has any information on this, I'd love to hear about it. So if you've engaged in this conversation of our 100 billion universes, or you know something scientific about this, I would love for you to call in on the radio right now. So if this is your first time, you can look up your card on my website. I have an iPhone app. It's called Cards of Destiny. It's based on my first book, which is called Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide. My second book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. And I'm working on my third book right now, which I'm really excited about. And I'm not going to say the title yet. But all of those things, there are links to them. My books are on Amazon and everywhere. And my Cards of Destiny book is also in Japanese. And there's the iPhone app. I have a page on Facebook, which is called Cards of Destiny. And you can join me there if you want. Sometimes we have some conversations there that are interesting. And I guess, you know, I was talking to someone today, earlier, who was having a challenging time in a family situation that was legal. Several months ago, I took a course at the University of North Carolina for small business development. And it was before I released my iPhone app, actually. And one of the things they said is, you know, it's very dangerous to go into business, first of all, to be in a business partnership. Secondly, to be in a partnership with a friend and mostly with a family member, that family partnerships can be very difficult. And not always, but, you know, sometimes. And I think a lot of times, you know, when I was speaking with this person today, the thing that was manifesting in the legal things that are going on, when I heard the story, I thought, wow, these are unconscious childhood patterns that are manifesting. And, you know, there's a law in physics, and the law in physics says that once something is seen, it can't remain the same. And we've all had this experience where you're out and about or you're somewhere and you feel somebody looking at you and you turn. You're engaged in something, and all of a sudden there's this energy that comes into your field, and it pulls your attention. Well, right then, when your attention is pulled, your whole energy has shifted. It's completely shifted. So, and then you engage in whatever that is, and then you go back. But it is not the same as before. And I can't remember the scientist's name that they named this theory after. But, you know, the theory is that once something is seen, it cannot remain the same. And I believe this is true in our interactions with other people. One of the reasons I wrote my first book because when I saw the truth revealed in the cards, I thought, you know, when we see this and we can read this and understand it as it really is, then not only do we have a better understanding of ourselves, we can have a better understanding of each other, and compassion for everyone, ourselves and others. And that's why I wrote the first book. Then the second book on relationships, when I saw how profoundly delineated the cards were when it comes to the influences that govern our connections when we come together with another or with others, I thought, well, this is really worth sharing. You know, this is important information for people to have so that we have greater understanding of our relationships. When we have challenges in our relationships, whether they're family related or not, it makes such a difference if we stop to look in the mirror and see what's there. This is like the 100 billion universes. So that we see what's actually happening. In the case of the person that I was talking with today, I saw so clearly by knowing the family members' cards that what was being played out was a childhood pattern. And if this person who it was being played out against, instead of reacting and engaging in the battle, could see what was really happening and embrace, acknowledge, see, and then acknowledge, right? And then embrace with compassion, that energy would shift. And it was like the biggest light bulb in the universe went off in this person's head. Because I don't care what we're looking at, when we look at something and we're present, we are, you know, physically changing energetically, because energy is physical. We're changing the structure, the composition, the intention, and the presence of whatever it is that we're acknowledging. And I think that this is a huge secret for everything that we deal with in life, whether it be something internal with ourselves, something with another person, with a situation. It doesn't matter. If we give anything the space to transform, it will transform, it will transmutate, because the entire creation is in a constant alchemical process. Creation isn't still ever. Life isn't still ever. It's constantly evolving. It's constantly creating itself. It's constantly expressing. And death and destruction seem to be a part of that as well. So, you know, there are these cycles that we see in nature that are perfect. And sometimes we don't accept them as such. But if we become equanimous, if we can get to a place where we observe, like a Buddha, what is happening, it empowers us to have a new perspective and see from a clearer place or a more elevated place in our mind, a place of greater consciousness and self-awareness. And when we sit in that throne inside of ourselves, then we have the power to allow things to evolve and change, because everything wants to do that. That's the nature of life. If we try to force things, then sometimes we cause it to be stunted. However, if we allow things to grow in their own rhythm and nature by acknowledging whatever is there without judgment, then we give things the freedom to be greater, and then greater again, and greater again. Gee, I had no idea I was going to talk about this. I never know what I'm going to do. Sometimes I think I have a plan. The last radio show I did, I had nonstop calls from the second I was on here. And I noticed that when I don't, something will emerge that for somebody out there, this may be important. I know it's important for me. I've learned that everything that comes out of my mouth is really for me, and I do my best, you know, to listen to what I'm saying, because I know I'm just talking to myself. It's kind of weird. So if you're just tuning in, this is Sharon Jeffers, and you're listening to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. My website is starofthemagi.com. My iPhone, iPod, Touch, iPad app is Cards of Destiny. And it's got all the birthday delineations. And it's also got spirit card delineations. So after you read your birthday card, then you can click on your spirit card and read that. And I also, at the beginning of each one, tell you the difference between the birth card and the spirit card, like I did earlier in the show. I find all of this to be so important in seeing who I am. And for everyone, seeing who they are. And the thing that I have observed in myself is that as I become more and more aligned with my nature and my essence, aware of time and where I am in the moment, I make choices from a different place when I'm taking the time to do that. Big choices, little choices. I think it's all about listening, isn't it? It's about listening. Just listening to life. I think life is always talking with us. Always communicating to us. Always having something to guide us. Even if it's an obstacle or something that causes us frustration or something that leaves us feeling like we just lost something. Everything has a purpose. And I think when we ask, what is that purpose, rather than why me, when we take things personally, things get sticky. When there's the space to observe with curiosity and receptivity, I think then the answers come. Every question definitely has an answer attached to it. Questions don't come without answers. It's all one piece of fabric. It's like the snake with the tail in its mouth. And I think it's the stillness that follows the question that carries us to the answer. So, we just had a little disconnect there in the energy. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, I would love that. I am I'm ready to take calls if you'd like to call in. I'm going to give you the call numbers here in a second because I don't have them in front of me. So the live numbers to call in are what? Yes. Toll free 888-815-9756. That's for the US and Canada. And 530-327-7602. Call in, give me your birthday, tell me your present age, and I will tell you what I see going on in your cards right now. If you want me to look at a relationship connection for you, I will do that. Here's two more numbers, 530-413-4522 and 530-327-7602. One of the things that, oh, goodness, I just saw this on here. Wow, BBS has upgraded their website. It's fabulous. Look at that. Okay, so one of the things that is really fascinating to observe in relationships relative to the cards is how the dynamic changes with each person that enters the relationship. So this could be two people have a relationship, then they have a baby, and the whole dynamic changes. They have another baby, the dynamic changes again. The dynamic's still the same between them when they're alone, but when the babies are there, the dynamics are different. Not just because the babies are there, but because the energies governing the relationships are constantly shifting. A relationship is an entity. It's an entity. And so if it's 10 people, 2 people, and then there's our relationship we have with ourselves, which is most important, it doesn't matter how many people. Have you ever been like at a party or at a gathering or somewhere and you're standing talking with a group of people and there's a flow happening and it's really amazing and then somebody walks up and all of a sudden the energy just completely shifts? It's because the governing influence of the dynamic of people has shifted. And it's always different. You know, another person could come and boom, it takes on a completely different expression. So this is what love and destiny is all about, is how these dynamics shift and change. Okay, I have George online too. George, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
I thought I was going to run out of breath.
That happens sometimes.
I have found
that card reading actually seems to work for me. I haven't found many other methods that I would consider alternative or psychic that actually give me much information. But for some reason, cards seem to be pretty accurate with me.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, you're the Three of Diamonds. So you have a very special relationship with the card deck.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you do. In the chart that represents the origin of the cards, which is called the Grand Spirit Spread, or the Natural Spread, this is like the origin of the deck in its natural order. The card that represents this oracle is the Ace of Spades, and your Three of Diamonds is Venus to that card. So there's a love connection going on here that creates a very heartfelt communication between you and a deck of cards.
Hmm. Okay. Try to translate that into people then, from cards to people. No, I'm just playing with you there.
Well, no, I mean, it's true for people too. It's absolutely true for people.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all of our relationships are defined. It's how we choose to interact with them that, you know, I mean, when we understand you have a Venus relationship with someone, there's going to be friendship and love. Mars, there's going to be chemistry and maybe a little anxiousness. Sometimes we want to go to war with our Mars people. You know, it varies. Jupiter, we're going to want to give to one another, you know. So Mercury, we're going to want to chat with that person. So for you, I'm not surprised. And the other thing in the life path in the cards, the Three of Diamonds, your birth card, and the Ace of Spades, the card that represents the deck, sit side by side for life. So you probably have some sort of past connection with card decks, with the deck of 50 cards. And that's why it works so well for you. That would be my guess.
Okay.
That's my theory.
I understand what you're saying. It's the first time I've heard all that.
Well, I'm happy I could tell you all that.
Good.
So tell me something. Huh? Yes. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to ask, do you lay out, this is actually the first time I've listened to your show. Do you lay out like a pattern of the cards in front of you?
I don't lay the cards out, no. I'm working with charts that are
and
set.
Birth dates and, yeah, okay, very good.
And they represent different ages as we move through time. And the cards move around in these different cycles. We have yearly cycles. We have monthly cycles. We have 7-year cycles. We have all sorts of different cycles. So, you know, when I do a personal reading for somebody, like, you know, a regular reading, I actually look at all those different cycles and they reveal, you know, an agenda that's going on that life has for us, what our choices are. And then, like right now, are you 60 years old right now?
I am 60 years old, yes.
I did my math right. That's so good. You have the King of Clubs sitting in your house. He moved in there on your last birthday. Okay. And he, you know, when this card comes to visit, he brings a lot of encouragement for us to be more authentic in our expression, be more the individual that we really are, step out of any limitations we've put on ourselves or that anybody else has put on us or, you know, and really step into our power of expression in a whole new way.
Okay.
And that influence has been with you since your last birthday, and your Three of Diamonds has been sitting in the house of the metaphysician, so, and also family. So I think there have been some family things that have been probably coming up this year since your last birthday. You are a Scorpio, so let me just tell you your basic cards, and you might want to write them down so you can explore this further.
Okay.
Your birth card is the Three of Diamonds. And your spirit card is the Six of Hearts. Your soul card is the Queen of Diamonds. And your planetary ruling card is the Two of Hearts. So when I look at age 60, I see this as a Saturn-governed year. So, you know, you've probably been called to task a couple of times on something, maybe having to do with family or home. You are right now, let me see which 52-day cycle you're in. You are, what is today? You are about to go into your Neptune cycle on the 13th of September. We're just before that somewhere. Is it the 7th? Yeah. So in 6 days, you're going into the final 52-day cycle of your year. And let me just look at what your cards are.
I don't think that was me.
No, they're not bad. They're actually really good.
Let me ask you this. What's the significance of the last 52-day cycle?
Well, I'm so happy you're asking me that. Because...
Well.
I'm going to talk about it on a few different levels. What that last 52 days before our birthday, I always think we've gone into the birth canal, you know, and we're getting ready to birth into a whole new year. We get a new set of cards with each birthday. And it's a time to dream. It's governed by Neptune. Neptune governs our dreams, our imagination, our spirituality. It can also be very delusional this time. It's not a good time to get into relationships or make major life-changing decisions because they can appear to be something they're not when we're in Neptune. And then we get out the other side after our birthday, and that very thing that seemed like a dream come true turns into a nightmare. Now, this isn't always the case, but it does happen. And I do believe that in our Neptune cycle, there's always some sort of little thing that goes on that we could call a nightmare. It doesn't have to be anything too dramatic, but things do happen in there. And when I'm in that cycle, I pay really close attention to, in my last Neptune cycle, last February and March, I can't tell you, some of the richest, most famous people in the world were coming to me going, I want you to come into business with me, and I want to do this with you and that with you. And I would just smile and go, that sounds really wonderful. You know, let's talk after my birthday.
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them seemed like, well, if I were wanting those things, they would have been too good to be true. I didn't really have a preference. I was just doing my best to be conscious in the moment with, you know, who was saying what to me. And it's a time to me to really reflect, on the year that you've had, what you've learned, what you want to carry with you, what you want to leave behind with blessings and gratitude, and a time to dream about how you see what you want for your future. What is it that's coming? Because when you go into your next year, age 61, you've got some really powerful cards sitting in your houses. Are you in business for yourself?
Yeah, I'm in business. 60, at age 60 is, that's a kind of a major turning point. It's just a number, I guess, but it's a major turning point with most people where they have to really look at things.
Uh-huh.
But yes, I'm in business for myself, and it's done very, very well. And actually, things do seem to happen in 5 year. I go on what looks like 5 year cycles through my whole life, and at age 40, a huge thing happened, and it was like a huge act of faith. And I walked away from a very secure, very powerful government job, and just walked out the door because I knew it was not going to be a good thing to stay there. And it was actually a good act. It was an act of faith, and it worked out really, really well. But yes, I'm in business for myself. It does very, very well. I don't really have to do much of anything in it that I don't want to do. And 60 is a big turning point for people.
Anytime we switch decades, I think it's important. And, you know, when you turned 40, the first card in your path for the year was the Five of Spades, which is a change in work. And you were sitting in the King of Diamonds house. So you felt the power of being that individual and taking that power. And then you had the Four of Diamonds in your house, which is financial security. So, you know, you were sort of set up to take that step. And that was a year governed by Uranus. Now, guess what? When you have your birthday in November, you're going into another year governed by Uranus at 61. And you've got the Eight of Spades in your house. Now, I want to just say something before I forget, because your Neptune cards that began on, what, the 13th of September?
Okay.
Neptune also governs foreign lands and foreign people. You have really good business cards for foreign interaction. So,
well,
I don't know if you do any. Huh?
I do travel a lot. I go to a lot of other countries.
Yeah, so I would say probably this whole year that's been good for you. And because of those cards in your Neptune cycle, the cards that are in our different cycles are working with us all year long. But during their own 52-day cycles, they sort of come front and center stage and do their little performance. So, you know, the only thing you have to do is just follow your intuition only do what feels right to you, and that's probably why you're so successful. Probably do that anyway. You do have the Eight of Spades when you go into 61. It's another year of Uranus, so you might find that you want to change things up a little bit. I see the King of Diamonds, and I mean, some similar cards are coming into play. So you may just take things to a whole new level, something you've been thinking about doing, and you may put that into action after your birthday. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not one for, even though things are very good, I'm not one to keep the status quo, per se. Not in my profession or business side. In terms of having like a base of operations with the home and all that, I'm very happy with that and don't want to change it. But in the other things, yes, I'm ready to go to different levels and do some different things with it.
Well, your card, the Three of Diamonds, your birth card, is the card of financial creativity. You know how to think outside of the box.
Well, we definitely think outside of the box. That's true. Sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's insane, but... when it's good, it's really good.
Yeah, well, you're most successful when you do that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you try to do it any other way, it would not only be frustrating, it wouldn't lead you to success, but your, you know, eclectic, unusual way of thinking is, you know, it's very creative. And the wider your reach and the more you do draw outside the lines of what's normal, the more fun you have and the more success you experience. And you have a lot of success coming your way at 61, like big time.
Well, that's good.
And you're going to draw more people to you as well. I mean, you've got some great...
Well, that's been a problem, drawing too many people, and... That's probably my biggest thing. It's just difficult dealing with so many people sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So many people wanting so many different things, and of course, success draws people. I mean, I don't want to sound arrogant with that, although I've been accused of being arrogant, of course. But it does. It draws a lot of people, and a lot of people want things, and it's understandable. And I've been there in my past too. With the method that you use, I have to assume then that you can project essentially indefinitely into the future, assuming that, I know you can't see a person's death probably, but you could certainly see pitfalls in the future. I mean, you could theoretically predict 10, 20 years in the future with somebody or more. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. And I don't predict death. But there have been many times when people have consulted me because they have a parent dying or somebody that, you know, and they, for business reasons, actually, or for personal reasons, it's either or, they want to know, you know, can I leave right now or should I wait? You know what I mean? Or
yes, I do.
My mother's in another country, should I go? And it's, I have actually seen over and over being able to see the exact day that people were going to die. And,
I would look at
that if people were already at the door. I would never look for that any other time.
Sure.
And I would only look for that if someone needed that, you know, but it's pretty amazing. And of course, when known people in the public die, I always look to see how that's showing up in their cards. And it always shows up right on the day, because you can look down to the day.
Can you also, I don't want to take all your time here, but can you also...
It's okay, I don't have anybody waiting to talk to me. This is totally unlike my last show, which was, you know, like a marathon.
Hmm. Well, can you take like a business, like a corporation, and take a corporation's birth date?
Yes, I do that all the time.
You do for various people, for businesses?
Uh-huh, for business. I do the life path of the business and do readings for the business. I also do, I create, you know, reports for people, day-by-day reports for them personally on, you know, ahead of time, when's the best time to have me, people that really rely on that. Because there are sometimes when, and how that started was somebody called me years ago and he goes, God, I keep trying to close this client. It's a really big thing. And every time I go, it doesn't happen. And I asked him when he went, and he was going to go on this one day, and I said, see if you can change the appointment to the next day. If you change the appointment to the next day, just see if you can. He did, walked in 5 minutes the deal was closed. He'd been trying to close it for months. So, yes, you can look at all that stuff, and you can look at the life of a business, a relationship, anything, because everything on the date it's born or initiated, it's given a life path, and that life path has a destiny.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people have great relationships, and then they get married, and all of a sudden it just goes to hell in a handbasket, and it's like, yeah. Oh, it's because we got married. And no, I have worked with these people, and it's the day they got married. And all those people, they usually have never celebrated an anniversary. And before, life was very different. And so I just say, well, why don't you pick a new day, and let's pick a new day for you to get married. And they do, and everything shifts. It's incredible. Time has intention, and it really does have intention. And when we align with that from an understanding and have the perspective of, you know, what it's asking for and where it's going, it can make all the difference in the world. It's amazing. I love your questions.
I'm sorry?
I love your questions.
Oh, well, thank you. Is there a theory behind the why the cards have their accuracy? I understand why. I mean, I understand some of the theory or the explanations with astrology, and I've never quite gotten the theory behind any card use, except that it just seems to work. Do you have a theory or an idea of why, or do you just accept it?
No. I have a theory. First of all, I believe that the deck of cards is actually a book. It's a book of wisdom. And, you know, it aligns perfectly with the calendar. There are 52 cards, 52 weeks, 4 suits, 4 seasons, 12 court cards, 12 months. You know, if you add the whole deck up, it's 365. I mean, it just...
symbolic
of
everything.
That's what the joke... And then the symbology. The hearts represent emotion. The clubs represent the mind. The diamonds represent the physical aspect of life and manifestation. And the spades, the spiritual. Those are the 4 realms of the human experience. And each one of those suits has an ace, which is the birthing of self, and a king, which is mastery. So the exalted expression of the hearts is the understanding of compassion. It's compassion. The club suit, the mind, is understanding. The diamond suit is integrity, and the spade suit is wisdom. And there are many, many different aspects of each one of those. I have a whole 2-hour thing that in my class that I have on the 4 suits. I mean, I think I could write books on the 4 suits. I'm just fascinated with them myself. It's like they're just endless sources of information. The whole entire deck is. And then each one of those, the Ace of Hearts and the Ace of Clubs and the Ace of Diamonds and the Ace of Spades are birthings of each thing, you know, and then the 2s, and each card in the deck teaches us and guides us in our evolution as humanity and as individuals. So I believe that the card deck is an ancient book of wisdom. And, you know, one time I was surfing the net looking for something, and I found, and I really wish I would have taken a picture of this because I haven't been able to find it again. I found a medieval calendar that was made up. It was made up of playing cards. And the cards didn't have numbers written on them, just like if it was a two of hearts, there were two hearts. You know, if it was a five of clubs, there were five clubs. They were hand painted. But it was a structure of a calendar, and it was made up of cards. And that was all that was on it. And I just was like, oh, my God. And I went back, and I couldn't find it. But, you know, I mean, that's my thinking on – that's a tiny bit of my thinking on this system.
Okay. Well, since we're talking, one more little detail here. You kept mentioning September the 13th. Well, that's actually my wife's birthday, and we're leaving on that day for a trip. So I found it interesting that you and I wasn't going to say anything when you brought up September the 13th. But we're actually flying into we're not leaving the country that day, although we're going to be just below Canada, fly some distance and go to a pretty strange place. But you mentioned that date several times. I just thought that was significant.
Yeah, well, she's a little jack of clubs. So Neptune's a great time, with your cards, a great time to take a vacation. I want to look at one thing. Yeah, I like this. It's a good time to take a vacation. It's a dreamy time. It sounds like you're embarking upon a fantasy. So,
well, it is. It is a fantasy. We're going to film some strange lights that appear. They're kind of famous, but just film some light manifestations in a place in Upper Michigan. It's kind of a professional hobby that I have, among other things.
Well, I know maybe you can email me after you do that so I can see what you did.
You could probably see it on the internet if you look at Paulding Light or Paulding Lights. It's just a famous spook light or ghost light in Upper Michigan, and it appears every night, and is just something I want to include on a little show.
How do you spell that?
How do I do what? Oh, Paulding. P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. Paulding.
Huh.
Paulding Light in Upper Michigan. There have been many, many shows done about it, and even Unsolved Mysteries was there when it showed. I don't think the old In Search Of show did it, although I'm old enough to remember every In Search Of show. A lot of people that would probably listen to this aren't that old.
I wouldn't say that. We have people of all ages on this show.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Yeah. We have people of all ages. So do you have a website, George?
I do. I've got several, but one that is probably the main one is mysterious-america.net. I didn't really come on to discuss all that, but it's mysterious-america.net. There's a dash between the words mysterious and America.
Okay, I want to check that out, and
but
I'm
that's
happy
like a hobby.
To...
It's a professional hobby, which means it's something I got into a long, long time ago, pretty much as a hobby, but it's also become a business along the way, although it's a fun business.
I'll have to check
but
it out.
That's
Thank
my
you.
Main one. I have others that are in my real profession, and that's sort of irrelevant.
Well, I have gone 1 minute over my time, so before I get booted off the air, I am so grateful you called. What an interesting conversation.
I appreciate you answering my questions, and the truth is I clicked on, I heard this BBS radio the first time last week and just got intrigued with it. I love the music and started listening to a few of the shows, and tonight I clicked on your show, and they say I did not hear the beginning of it. I saw where it said cards, and I decided to call. That's the truth. It was just a little serendipity there.
Thank you. I believe in destiny.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, George. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to give you my contact number, 323-850-0812. Again, that's 323-850-0812. I do personal readings. Check out my website, starofthemagi.com. Feel free to email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net or sharon@starofthemagi.com. Lots of love to you. I will not be doing a live show next week because I'm doing a speaking event in Los Angeles, but I will be back the following week. Next week, there'll be a replay of another show that happened a couple of weeks ago. It was a great show, too. I highly recommend it if you didn't listen then. Okay, lots of love to everybody. Bye.